and we can never forget that. I grew up with segregation here in these communities. But I want to note that in these...
From NPR News in Washington, this is a special live report. I'm Robert Siegel, and you're listening to Senate Republican leader Trent Lott in Mississippi addressing the press.
To work together. I grew up in an environment that condoned policies and views that we now know were wrong and immoral, and I repudiate them. Let me be clear. Segregation and racism are immoral. I feel very strongly about my faith. I grew up in a local church here. I actively participated. And as I've grown older, I have come to realize more and more, if you feel strongly about that, you cannot in any way support discrimination or unfairness for anybody. It's just not consistent with the beliefs that I feel so strongly about. I've seen what that type of thing in the past can do to families, to schools, and to communities. I've seen personally the destruction it's wrought on lives, good people. I've known many of them personally, and I know that there are terrible harms that have come out of that era. The president was right when he said that every day our nation was segregated was a day that America was unfaithful to our founding principles and our founding fathers. I lived through those troubled times in the South, and along with the South, I have learned from the mistakes of our past. I've asked and I'm asking for forbearance and forgiveness as I continue to learn from my own mistakes and as I continue to grow and get older. But as you get older, you hopefully grow in your views and your acceptance of everybody, both as a person and certainly as a leader. With regard to my remarks about Strom Thurmond, Senator Thurmond is a friend, he's a colleague. And if no other reason, because he's 100 years old and still a member of the Senate, he's legendary. But he came to understand the evil of segregation and the wrongness of his own views. And to his credit, he said as much himself. Last week, I was privileged to join hundreds of others to honor him. It was a lighthearted affair, but my choice of words were totally unacceptable and insensitive. And I apologize for that. Let me make clear, though. In celebrating his life, I didn't mean in any way to suggest that his views of over 50 years ago on segregation were justified or right. It was wrong and immoral then, and it is now. By the time I came to know Strom Thurmond, some 40 years after he ran for president, I knew of him when I was in the House of Representatives. I didn't really get to know him until I started running for the Senate, moved over to the Senate. He had long since renounced many of the views of the past, the repugnant views he had had, and he made that public himself. That said, I apologize for opening old wounds and hurting many Americans who feel so deeply in this area. I take full responsibility for my remarks. I can't say it was prepared remarks. As a matter of fact, I was winging it. I was too much into the moment. But I only hope that people will find it in their heart to forgive me for that grievous mistake on that occasion. Not only have I seen the destruction by these immoral policies of the past, I have tried to and will continue to do everything in my power to ensure that we never go back to that type of society again. I've worked in this town, in this county, and in this state to try to help people, to bring about reconciliation, to reach out to people of all race, colors, religions, to give them a chance to get a better education, to get a job. That's the best way I can think of to help liberate people, to help them be able to get a good paying job. And this is a blue collar working class community. And we've been blessed with the opportunities we've had here because we're a blue collar working class community. Now, there'll be some disagreement on the best ways to ensure that every American of every color and race and ethnic background has a fair and equal chance in life. But our goals are the same, even though we'll debate it on philosophical or partisan lines. We want a colorblind society that every American has an opportunity to succeed, an end to the entrenched poverty and joblessness that has plagued minority communities and communities of all kinds in this state and across this nation. A good education for every child that gives them a real chance for a good life and that rejects the soft racism of low expectations. I benefited from a public education in this state. I was able to go on to college and to get a law degree. So did my wife, and so did both of my children, both in public schools in Virginia and in Mississippi. And it gave us the chance that we want everybody to have, to get a good education, then go on and have a profession and get a job. We need strict enforcement of civil rights laws on the books and all laws on the books to guarantee equality and punish racism. Government does best when it helps people help themselves. You've heard that phrase before. Human dignity is found not in a hand out, but a hand up to help people to be able to do more for themselves and their children and their grandchildren and their future. Government should be about giving people a real chance to do for themselves and help themselves and to live the American dream. I believe this because I have lived it. My father, when I was born, was a sharecropper. Yes, a sharecropper. He raised cotton on somebody else's land in a county where everybody was poor, regardless of race or anything else. Almost everybody was barely making it. And then, of course, we came down to Pascagoula. My dad was a shipyard worker, and my mother taught school. So I have lived this dream. I was their only son, the first to earn a graduate degree, and I feel so strongly that everything I've been able to do in my education, in my opportunities in life, and in my political career is evidence that no matter where you're from, what your background of your parents or what your race is, you can, if you work hard and take advantage of the opportunities, good to get an education, you can live this American dream. To those who believe that I was implying that this dream is for some and not for all, that's just not true. But I apologize for those that got that impression. I work in this state, try to make sure that all Mississippians have a chance at the American dream. And I will continue to do that as long as I live. In the days and months to come, I will dedicate myself to undo the hurt I have caused and will do all that I can to contribute to a society where every American has an opportunity to succeed. As a man of faith in a local church here, I read the Bible all my life. I now more fully understand the psalm that says, "A broken spirit, a contrite and humbled heart." One final point. The next step to make sure that these are just not words here today is I am talking to and working with African-American leaders like Roy Ennis, the Congress of Racial Equality, and Bob Johnson of Black Entertainment Television. And in that vein, we're working to get the final agreement on a time early next week, when for a full hour I will talk about my hopes and dreams for the people in this state and this country, regardless of their race, and to make sure that African Americans have the opportunities that they deserve. That was the announcement I was going to make. Now I'd be glad to take the question.
It's Trent Lott speaking in Pascagoula, Mississippi. Let's see if we can hear the questions.
Thank you.
Those are his supporters, not the reporters, but there are reporters down there as well.
Let me go with Jeff Lawson here. Thank you very much. You're the local television guy. Jeff, you get the first question.
All right, Senator, obviously you were surprised that you reacted to the Congress. Besides being surprised, were you angered, disappointed, saddened? What was your take in terms of how your colleagues and the nation and the media reacted?
You know, I was surprised, and that shows you where I've done wrong. You know, I mean, I obviously had a blind spot. I was insensitive in the words I chose or the extra phrase I added. I did not in any way mean to be endorsing policies of 54 years ago. I was trying to make happy an incredible, legendary human being that holds the record in the Senate, was 100 years old, landed at Normandy, and I love him for so many things he has done and the growth that he has shown, but that doesn't justify it. When you're from Mississippi and when you are a Republican leader, you got an extra burden to make sure you think about every word and every phrase so that it doesn't convey the wrong impression or hurt people. And so While I was, surprised, and because I was just into the event, I still caused a major problem, and I want to get over that. Let me go right here. Yes.
We'll take another question here before we leave you.
Have called you to step down as a Republican leader. Have any Senate Republicans come to you privately and ask you to step down, or perhaps talk to you about a Senate censure for what you said, even though you've already apologized?
No senator has spoken to me about the possibility of me stepping down directly, publicly, or privately. Certainly not any Republican senator. A lot of senators have called to say they're praying for me, to offer suggestions and ideas of what we could do to, have something positive come out of all of this. But, I'm not about to resign for an accusation that I'm something I'm not. And my colleagues have been very good about calling. So even, Senator Paul Simon from Illinois was at the event. Now, he's a Democrat, ran for president, pretty liberal Democrat, really nice guy. I'm crazy about him, too. He brought over and introduced me to his wife, because his first wife I had known had passed away a couple of years ago. He called and said, look, I was there. I saw the tone of the event. I heard what you said. I in no way, read into it what has been inferred. And that's what a Democrat said. Some people might be surprised. Jim Jeffords hadn't exactly made my life a bowl of cherries the last year and a half, but Jim Jeffords has put out a statement saying, I know this guy. I've been in 15 or so states with him around the country. Never did he utter one word. These are not his words, but basically saying, this is not the Trent Lott I know. I may not agree with him on how much funding for that, some education program, but I know the man, and I appreciate him doing that. Yes.
Senator Trent Lott of Mississippi in Pascagoula calling his remarks of last week, at least as they were heard, he said, by others, totally unacceptable, insensitive. He said they were not justified, and he asked for forbearance and forgiveness, saying that he's going to work now to undo the hurt of those remarks that he made about Senator Strom Thurmond. You've been listening to special live coverage of Senator Trent Lott's press conference in Pascagoula, Mississippi. This is NPR News.